We're here with Julia Parnell, the director of The Chills, which is having its Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival, and Martin Phillips, frontman for The Chills. Martin, Julia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. This is great. Yeah.
So first of all, the documentary, can you tell us, what is it? What is it all about?
Well, it's really a story about Martin taking a big look at his life after a dire medical diagnosis that forced some real change. I think Martin and I were talking about it a bit earlier today, and he says, you know, there was already quite a lot of change happening, but to be honest, when I walked into his life, I was dropped into a place where he had a doctor's appointment and was told that he could die in 6 to 8 months if he didn't change his lifestyle. So that really set the course for the rest of the film.
And Martin, you are front and centre for so much of this documentary. It is very much about you in so many respects and a terrible experience you went through. Can you tell us about preparing for this documentary and being such an intimate part of it?
Well, yeah, it wasn't always easy. It's probably the fifth serious attempt at a documentary that's been done. So I was a wee bit resistant at first, or a bit hesitant, because all previous attempts had involved a bit of soul-searching already and a lot of archival searching. But there was nothing that quite prepared me for what we uncovered in terms of my own past, in terms of relations with previous band members who are still hurting after all this time, that kind of thing. So it's been a lot of opening of old wounds to some extent, but also a lot of healing. So it's been a long process, but I'm really, really, really pleased with the outcome.
Well, I think you should be, and certainly not just yourself, but there are many members of the band, people who've been involved, who are very much a part of this documentary. Can you tell us a bit about them and the role they played in The Chills?
Well, there's been 32, is it, Martin, Chills members?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So for us, it was about Martin. Like, when I met Martin, it was Martin's character and his exceptional talent, the gifted musician that he is, that was driving it. But it is about The Chills as well. And there has been that many band members, so it was important for us to connect with them all. We didn't interview them all, but we certainly gave everybody an opportunity to have a say about their experience in The Chills. And as Martin says, there was a lot of people who were spun off the juggernaut that was the band. And there is, you know, tension still there today, but I think the process of the documentary has brought some of that to light. But it also, overwhelmingly, all the band members, or nearly all the band members that we spoke to, told us how much that music meant to them and how their life was changed for the better by being able to play it. A lot of them even said, you know, if you could put me back on stage, I'll play those songs again right now if I can. So I think that was a really important, special part of the film.
It would have been quite something to see these eras of the band and music just come back to life on the screen.
Well, we were very fortunate in particular that there was a serious undertaking of a documentary in the early 90s that followed us overseas, and it turned out that a drummer had taken hours of footage of the 95-96 tour that I kind of vaguely remember him having a camera. Mind you, I vaguely remember that tour. So it was, we're very fortunate there was so much really good quality archival stuff to kind of show the history.
I'd quite like to say, though, probably the funnest part of this film has been putting your music to the vision of Dunedin and Central Otago, to the very places that inspired your music. Like, it was a filmmaker, or certainly for our cinematographer, Tim Flower, dream, the beautiful landscape. What do you think about that? That's been huge for you, eh, Martin?
Yeah, well, it has. I've always said that second to seeing a band live, you can't beat the cinematic experience with a really good sound system and visuals. And to have on screen the very environments that sort of spawned some of that music is just great. So it's actually like a really good kind of like travel brochure for Dunedin and Otago, actually.
Yes, it's maybe what a guy beats North Island, but not everywhere in New Zealand, so it's made me very interested, and it's some beautiful imagery. And there's some great discussion in the documentary about the relationship between punk and pop and different forms of music. And I find this really interesting as a punk fan and as a casual pop fan. I'm curious as to your approach and also how the form, particularly with regards to The Chills, may have changed over many years.
Well, it can be quite contentious because some people cling very hard to the definitions of different musical genres. I'm just not so caught up in that anymore because I've seen so many similar styles being renamed during my time on this planet. I will cling to the fact that at heart, punk rock is a big part of me and my attitude towards things, even though the outcome can quite often be, has been sort of like quite lightweight pop material or overtly lightweight pop material. It's always got a dark, weird side to it. But the sheer fact of staying true to the ideals of sticking to your own path and not being dictated to and stuff, that very much came from that exposure to very strong-willed people and the scene and the punk post-punk movement.
Now, the film has its Australian premiere. There are fans all over Australia, all over the world. What are you hoping first-time viewers or soon-to-be viewers will take away from The Chills?
I think at its core, the film is about what point can you make change? When can you look back and make a difference after the mistakes you've made through your life? I want people to consider if change is possible. I think Martin is very brave in the way that he took his creativity and found new connections as a way to fill the void of addiction. I hope that we have represented that and it does incite conversation with an audience. But I also just hope that they love the music. You know, it's a dream to be able to make a film that has the music to inspire it. Those dark things Martin was just talking about next to those pop sensibilities. And it's, you know, it's funny at times, you know, it is poppy, it's kitschy at times, the film, as much as Martin's kind of personality and his music is. So there's quite a lot of cool, fun stuff going alongside some quite deep themes.
Well, yeah, I'm also pleased that we got to kind of talk quite seriously about the impact of hepatitis C, because obviously having had that for 20 years, it's still kind of like buried under there, and yet, you know, the estimates of how many hundreds of thousands of people are probably carrying it are really frightening. And here's me in a position, one of the very few careers where you can actually acknowledge having a serious disease like that and not be sort of shamed for it too much. It's almost like expected in rock and roll you're going to have some horrible disease. So, you know, I get the platform actually speaking about it and trying to encourage people to kind of address the fact they may have it and go out and do something.
Absolutely. Martin, Julian, thank you so much for your time.
Yay, thank you so much.
Thank you.